Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm just getting this phone call. What's this $299 that's coming out my account for?
There is a charge has been made for a Google Play gift card from your eBay account. Did you authorize it?
No.
Then let me tell you, madam. Then definitely it's a fraudulent charge. What is happening? Some people from overseas, they are misusing your information because I have just located the IP and the IP is showing me California, US. I do believe you live in Australia.
Yeah, so that is definitely not me.
Okay, so what is happening through your internet connection, they are getting your information. So I do believe you want to cancel this charge and as well as block those overseas courses right now.
Yeah. Yes, definitely want to cancel that one.
Okay. For the cancellation from my server, I can see there is an online procedure. So could you please tell me what device are you using? Like, are you using an Android cell phone or are you using an iPhone?
I've got an iPhone.
So can you just put me on speaker on this phone so that I can help you out?
Yeah, I'm on speaker right now. I'm actually sitting parked in my car.
Oh, not a problem. Now, right now, you need to open up the App Store from your iPhone. Can you please open up the App Store?
Hang on a second. The App Store. eBay app or the app?
The App Store. The App Store, not the eBay app.
App Store, yeah.
After opening up the App Store, at the right down bottom corner, do you see any search icon which says search?
Yeah,
give a touch on that. Now, first of all, I will help you out for getting the cancellation ID of this fraudulent charge. So type at the very top, there will be a search bar where you can type something.
What do I search?
Type over there, A as in Apple, the letter A.
Type letter I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then N as in November, and?
Yeah.
Y as in yellow, Y.
Yeah.
B as in David, D.
Yeah.
Now, do you see any options come up which says any desk?
Yeah.
Click on that one. Right now, through this, you will be getting the cancellation ID of this fraudulent charge. So, do you see any get option on that AnyDesk? A get option?
AnyDesk, yeah.
Get. Click on that get option.
Right.
Now, when you see the open, let me know.
Okay. Yeah, open, yeah.
Now what comes up, let me know.
Your privacy is our priority, yeah.
Do you see allow option? Click on that allow.
It's got I understand.
Okay, click on that I understand then.
Yeah, and then yes, I approve.
Yes, click on that one. Now what can you see?
It's saying start free trial.
Start free trial.
Right.
Apart from that, any other option?
It's got creating a new account.
No, not that one. What have you installed? What have you opened up? Can you tell me? Is that AnyDesk?
Yes, it is.
Okay, can you open up the App Store once again?
IP Vanish, it's done.
No, no. Open up the app store.
Any disk.
Yes. Any disk, remote. What is the option do you see after opening up the app store?
Any desk, remote, desktop. Do you want me to get that one?
Yes, correct. Any desk, remote, desktop. Yes, that one. Correct.
All right.
So when you see the open, let me know.
Okay. Okay.
And are you driving back towards your room?
It wants to enter remote address. Why does it want to enter remote address?
No enter remote address. At the very top, do you see your address or numbers?
Yeah, it says numbers.
Yes. Read me back the number. That's your cancellation ID number generated from the server.
426.
426.
066.
066.
870. How's this going to stop this?
Right now you will get to see that, madam. Right now from the as this is a fraudulent order, so you will receive a security warning from the eBay security server. Okay? And if you just look the security warning at the very bottom. At the very bottom of the security warning, it will showing you, I am aware of this risk. Do not show and click on accept. Give a click on I'm aware of this risk, touch on that, and do not show, and then click on accept.
Alright. It doesn't want to let me click on do not.
It will come up, just hold it, this timer is going. Now do try to do accept.
It doesn't want to let me
I'm aware of this risk?
Okay, how is this going to stop eBay? All right, accept.
Yes. Again, accept, you will come up with this eBay secure server.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, click on accept once again.
Yeah, and then it's got start broadcast.
Click on that start broadcast.
All right.
Now, do not do anything, just hold for a moment. Now, do not do anything. Now, what you need to do, madam, you need to simply swipe up the page from bottom to top. Try to swipe up the page from bottom to top. Now, what you need to do, you need to open up the settings from your cell phone. Open up the settings.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, at the very top, you will get to see your name. Do you see your name?
Yeah.
Yeah, click on your name.
Okay.
Now, right now, over there, do you see anything which says name, phone number, email? Do you see that?
Yeah.
Try to click on that.
It won't let me go to it.
Okay, not a problem. What is happening? They are not allowing you. Those fraudulent persons are in your system. That is the reason they are not allowing you. Minimize this page and open up the Safari.
Right.
And is that your email address? Is that your email address? That fgnilsen@fn.com.
Yes.
Okay. That's the email address that's being used for the fraudulent purchase. So minimize this page down. Swipe the page from bottom to top.
Okay.
And can you open up a Safari?
Yeah.
Now at the very bottom of the Safari, do you see google.com? You need to click on the google.com at the bottom.
Yeah.
Now, either over there, you need to type over there, my.
Oh, hang on. My. Yeah.
Then give a space.
Yeah.
Then number one.
One. Yeah.
Then P as in Peter, P.
P, yeah, okay, P. But what, no space or?
No space, no space.
Yeah, P.
Now, do you see any options in terms of my 1P address location?
Yeah.
Click on that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, do you see any option comes up which says, what is my IP address, IP location?
Yeah.
Click on that one.
Okay.
Now, what comes up? Can you tell me?
Your IP address is...
Yeah. Now, the let me correct you the IP address. The IP will be showing you 2001:8004:1332:F947:657:6578:AB84:9866:5FB. Is that the IP you're seeing right now?
Yeah.
So this is the compromised IP address that is being provided by those fraudulent forces. Can you go back to the previous page? Can you go back to the previous page?
Yeah.
Can you a little bit go down?
Well, it's just back to what is my IP address again.
Yeah, scroll down.
Well, it's just back to the search thing again. Yeah.
No.
Go down.
Now, over there, do you see Nord? There will be option coming up which says, what is my IP address? We'll find out here, NordVPN. You need to click on that one. Look at the top. It will be not on the very bottom. It will be on the top. Go at the top. There is an option which says NordVPN. NordVPN.
Yeah.
What is my IP? Yeah, click on that one. Now, right now, your IP, this is the exact IP that is from your place right now, from Australia. You can see the location.
Yeah.
And this is the IP address we'll be showing you, 1.146.83.18. That's correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, at the right top corner and the black arrow, what is it showing you, your status? What is showing you? It's protected or unprotected?
Unprotected. Are you trying to sell me Nord?
No, madam. I'm not trying to sell you anything right now. I'm trying to help you to cancel this purchase and blocking those persons.
Right.
So you can see that your IP is being used by those fraudulent persons, madam.
Yeah. So what do you want me to do?
Okay, now right now what you need to do, you need to simply check your email first of all. You need to check your email that did you receive any mail from eBay or any other website like Amazon, any suspicious mail for purchasing anything?
No.
That is the thing happening, madam. That is the thing happening. What is happening? You should receive an email right now because there is a purchase. But those fraudulent persons have got into your email address. That is why you are not receiving any kind of email that any purchases are being made right now.
Well, I'll be looking into my email address, so I'll fix it from here. Thank you.